great seer of the future. We come to you on bended knee to find out what the future will hold. You know, I was going to bring in the Magic 8 Ball for this segment. But then my next guest became available, and I said, you know, Magic 8 Ball, Josh Tolley, Magic. I'll go with Josh, I decided, over the Magic 8 Ball. It was a close call, though. Josh Tolley is a 3-time Amazon number one best-selling author. He is a sought-after guest speaker, CEO of multiple successful companies, and his content has been viewed over 36 million times on YouTube. Clean videos, by the way, family-friendly. So there you go. Josh, welcome back.
Oh, Steve, great to be back with you. And me and the 8-Ball have the same amount of hair, so I understand the confusion.
I see that. You can polish each with the same cloth. Very nice. It's a good way to start. You know, you've got a list of predictions here that you sent over to us ahead of time, as often happens with interviews, of course. But I gravitated right to number 2 on your list because I own a couple of networks here, radio networks, news networks, so on. It says my ad rates are going to go up because it's an election year, and I live where? Michigan. God bless America, Josh. We're going to make money this year.
Isn't that always nice? Yeah. That's, you know, I have a small show myself, too. But even in those situations, yeah. And the downside to that is really it exposes kind of the hypocrisy and the craziness of both the left and the right. They want to save us money, but every 4 years they're about to drop a bill on making sure that everybody else hears their propaganda.
So, well, absolutely.
Yeah, for people in media, there's definitely a benefit to that.
Well, I support discourse and argument at $200 a spot.
Yeah.
You know, just argue all you guys want back and forth. I feel like an attorney. I can charge like an attorney, right? I just all the money comes in. but all kidding aside, for a lot of stations, and I'm going to focus on Michigan for a minute because, you know, 4 years ago, Donald Trump knew that Michigan was vulnerable. I knew it was vulnerable, and so did a few people. But the Clinton campaign didn't spend much time or money here. Now, people that own radio stations and newspapers, man, they are going to clean up in 2020. I mean, the money started coming in last year in different races, and they're going to bring in the PAC money, the campaign money. Now, we're going to be sick of the commercials, everybody except the guy taking the check to the bank, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But even look what Michael Bloomberg was doing. Michael Bloomberg was spending money before he even decided to throw his hat in the ring. So you have this situation where the politicians and the political strategists, they know where the hot contested areas are, and they're going to be dumping a ton of money in there, which is good for the local economy. And it's one of those things where you might say, oh, I hate hearing another ad for this lady or this guy, whatever, or whatever 72 genders they happen to be. But in that same vein, that local station is getting revenue, which is then spent locally. So it's equivalent to some other sort of live event coming to town, and cities are happy. You know, we used to be ecstatic when the circus came to town,
right?
Not because it just entertained the kids, but it also brought a lot of money into town with it. So,
and I guess accurately,
politics is kind of like a circus.
Yeah, you brought up something very important. In fact, for the remainder of the interview, I want you to address me as Sire or Your Highness. Those are my preferred pronouns for today. So I just want to make sure we're clear on that, Josh. No messing around. Your Highness Gruber, something like that. Potentate, I guess, would work too. Josh Tolley here. Let me ask you this. You look at all of this that has been thrown against Donald Trump, whether it's the Mueller investigation, the impeachment that apparently has gone nowhere, and Democrats are bored with it now. We were 24 hours ago, we were on our way to World War III for killing a terrorist. Apparently that's settled down. It's all of this noise and nonsense, and yet, looking at the Real Clear Politics average of approval ratings, Donald Trump is at the highest place he's been since February of 2017. And I think a big part of that, of course, is the unemployment rate's at 3.5%. More people are working today than ever.
Yeah.
Wages are up. Businesses are growing. You have, what, 10 or 12 businesses yourself. I mean, you understand that things are looking good. And so when you put your thumb on the pulse of business, you're in St. Louis. I'm in Michigan. Things are booming here. How are things looking in your neck of the woods?
Oh, my gosh. So that's the part that I think is part of the reason, going back to your last conversation, why are they not really dropping this impeachment bomb? Because everybody realizes, well, wait a second. Everybody's kind of benefiting from this guy at the second. If we punched him, we look like the idiots. So we have business from coast to coast and everywhere. Business is kind of excited. It's not just picking up. I will admit, depending on your industry, 2012 was a pickup year because you had this kind of ebb and flow out of the 2008 economic recession. So certain industries had a pickup, and if you're in that industry, yay. But this is a little different. This is almost excitement. This is kind of like, I don't know how old you are, but back in the 80s, when everybody was saying, hey, let's pop some champagne corks, because you have a lot of growth and a lot of excitement. And even when we look at the international situation, like you said, we were about to be in World War III.
Yeah.
Everybody was freaking out. And he basically did psych, just kidding, we got this, everybody's calming down. And now even to the progressive sort of anti-war crowd, they're starting to say, maybe this guy isn't that bad, because Hillary would have bombed the bejeebies out of these people already.
No,
she said so when she was running in 2008. So
yeah,
I think all of those things combined are creating a very excited populace.
I agree, and I thought if Hillary Clinton became president, we'd be in a war for sure, because she would have to prove how tough she was and how strong she would be on such things. Let me look at a couple of other things here. You make a couple of comments here. God puts your breakthrough after your follow-through. That's one of your lessons to succeed in 2020. What does that mean?
So many people come to me. I speak to about 50 to 100,000 people live teaching business topics. And everybody says, oh, I need my breakthrough. I'm just waiting for a breakthrough. And I tell people all the time, God hides your breakthrough right on the other side of your follow-through. It's not a secret. It's not some sort of, oh, how do I become successful? It's actually fairly simple. You keep following through until you break through. And instead of, sounding cliche or cheesy, there's a lot of truth to that. And in this day and age, so many people are looking for a money hack, whether they're going to do retail arbitrage on Amazon or they're going to, just do something with an app. They're looking for that fast, easy money. And I get it, because they want out of their jobs. But the success rates in those are so astronomically small that you have this ability for people to complain and say, oh, well, there's no breakthrough for me. But in reality, God hides your breakthrough right on the other side of your follow-through.
Yeah, no shortcut to long-term success, I believe. I mean, there's no substitute for hard work. I mean, that's the bottom line, Josh. And let me ask you this. We got one question left, and here it is. What's more important when you're working to create or build a business, is it your behavior or your attitude? Which is more important, doing the things you're supposed to do or your attitude as you approach those tasks?
Well, if I were to separate the two, I would say your attitude in those tasks, because you can actually mess up a lot of stuff and still succeed. It's amazing how much stuff you can mess up sometimes. But it's that attitude that you have that you continually move forward, you continually grow, you continually try to bless other people. And that's part of the reason why I like entrepreneurship so much, because really entrepreneurship, you don't succeed unless you're blessing and helping other people anyway. So that ability for you to help other people and have that attitude is going to be a bigger element to your success than your behavior. And it's not to say that both aren't important.
Yeah, and be thankful for what you have. Say thanks for what you have.
Absolutely.
Josh, great conversation. No substitute for hard work. That's
always good
a takeaway. Josh Tolley, 3-time Amazon number one best-selling author. What? Real quickly, what's your YouTube channel?
Josh Tolley Channel.
There you go, Josh Tolley Channel. It's the Steve Gruber Show, back after this.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Being a business owner is tough, but it's also rewarding. Hard work, dedication, a commitment to entrepreneurship have provided this state with a strong economy. I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber. Too many times state government will try to enact burdensome legislation and regulations that hurt businesses without listening to their concerns first. As a leading voice for business in Michigan, we make sure their voice is heard and their concerns are addressed. Listening, understanding, and advocating is how we provide solutions. Not only is this the right thing to do, but it's also the smart thing to do to keep Michigan's economy moving forward. At the Michigan Chamber, we will always stand up for business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Let's talk a little bit about casinos. You go to a casino and place all your poker chips on a single hand. Well, guess what? You probably just lost everything in one swift move. Now, what if I wasn't talking about losing at the casino? What if I was talking about the stock market and those colored chips that you just bet? That's your retirement and your legacy. Are you prepared to lose your hard-earned assets to market volatility, potential rising taxes, inflation, or unforeseen expenses? Hi, this is Steve Gruber. And if you're in your 50s or 60s like I am, stop gambling on your retirement in the stock market. There are alternatives to grow your nest egg that offer a principal guarantee and optional income for the rest of your life. Call Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas of Life Plan Financial to learn more. Call 517-323-7526 or go online at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. That's MyLifePlanFinancial.com.
Life Plan Financial Design, Inc. is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Michigan.